Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. And today we are joined by a very special guest, someone whose work I have followed for many years. Although this is, I believe, the first time that we've ever done an interview like this. It's Sarah Westall. And her website is sarahwestall.com. And she has a new investigative docu-series about fifth-generation warfare mind control technologies that she's going to be introducing to us today. But welcome to the show, Sarah Westall. It's great to have you on.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I've been excited to talk about this.
Oh, well, where do we even begin? I mean, there's so many rabbit trails to go down with this, but let's start with this. So how did you even get into mind control and fifth generation warfare, kind of mixed in with a little bit of your background? What led you to this?
Well, there's a lot. What got me to this? But my background, I think you might know, I'm a computer scientist. I worked in big tech. I actually worked in high-speed networking. I worked at US West in the enterprise division, which was the high-speed networking of the internet back in the early 90s. We had 75% of the frame relay market, which was the backbone of the internet when we were building it out. And I kept getting promoted. So I was the director of systems and development that ran that, that division. I actually learned a little bit more before I got promoted, even when we were doing modeling out the whole internet from a data perspective. And I really learned a lot. I had the head of the computer science department at the University of Minnesota come in and work with us, which was kind of a weird thing back then. And we had just phenomenal people working on this, but we weren't, you know, when we look back at this, internet was started by DARPA. We didn't know any of that. We thought we were creating, and I still believe this, that we were creating a potential to create freedom for the world, to connect everybody. And it really was that, as you remember, the first 10, 15 years the internet started taking off, the amount of learning, and it was just an amazing environment. So we really thought we were doing such a great thing for humanity. And it is. It could still be, but I never realized the opposite side of that and the control mechanisms that's put into place based on this monster that we created, which is still can be something fantastic as well. So that's my background. And then how did I decide to talk about mind control and fifth generation warfare? Okay, well, that with my background being that, and then I'm an entrepreneur, I did all these things. And I know I taught at the University of Minnesota at the business school for 5 years. And I learned, I just have a ton different background. And then I got into podcasting and doing what you do. We've been doing this. I've been doing this for 12 years now. And I got into more the edge of business, the edge of change is what I was going to do. Right. And so I started learning about all these things at the edge of change, about, free energy and cancer and all these things that could change society into amazing. And they're all being shut down. People are being killed. Yeah. I mean, what's going on? Right. And then I met James Rothstein, Detective Rothstein, who was, he took down more pedophile networks in the CIA and across the world than anyone. And I did a 6-part series for him with him. And that's where I termed the coin, blackmail is the currency of the powerful. And I was invited to put this interview, the first of six, in this book called Q, The Great Awakening. I had no idea what Q was. And that book, and it was all on human trafficking and blackmail. And that book was number one in 17 categories on Amazon before they took it down.
Wow.
And it was amazing. And then since then, and that was before blackmail was even in the human consciousness in our country.
Now it is. Before the Epstein scenario. Yeah.
Yeah. I was at his house the day that he supposedly committed suicide. I was at Rothstein's house, and Rothstein told me, he goes, Sarah, that's the tip of the iceberg. He's like, Epstein is just one little sliver of what's really going on. And that's what he told me directly. But since then, as we all know, it's part of our consciousness, right? There's so many things I've done since then. And I started covering directed energy weapons before this as well. I started covering targeted individuals. I started learning about all these things. And the directed energy weapons was for, you know, really got into frequency and understanding that. With my background, it made sense, right?
Yeah.
And I started learning about all these things. And then COVID happened. And I said, wait a minute, I'm sick of being jacked around on all these psyops. And I want to understand what's really going on, because so much of this industry is people being jacked around on PSYOPs by somebody else. Right. And I know you know that.
Absolutely.
And so we're all, yeah, we're just being boomeranged, and COVID was that. And so right at the beginning of COVID, I created this little mini documentary on mind control. And then I was speaking with Fetzer at his False Flags conferences. I've done three of them now, I think, on mind control, and fifth generation warfare is what I added in at the end, because I realized this really is what it is, fifth generation warfare. And so I've been working on this for a long time, and it's my kind of my inherently in my background to zoom out and understand the big picture. I'm like, I'm tired of being boomeranged. What the heck is going on here? And once you start diving in, it's a whole nother story of what's going on.
I love the fact that you have a tech background. We kind of share that background. My background was in software development with email technology. And I remember the days you were talking about when it was amazing to get a 256K ISDN line installed, you know?
Yeah, that
was awesome. Or a T1 line. Whoa, we'll never use that much bandwidth. But the entire infrastructure of the internet has been weaponized against the people. But so has the infrastructure of medicine, which is what vaccines and nanotech are all about. But the infrastructure of broadcast television and the corporate media has been weaponized as a psyop against the people. Is there any area of technology that you can think of that hasn't been exploited as a weapon system against the masses?
Excel spreadsheets? I don't know if that could be too.
Well, that was weaponized against Trump, I think. Put a number in the wrong column and suddenly you're a felon.
I know. See, that's the point. Is that technology is not inherently evil or good. It's whatever you use it for. It's very powerful. The Stasi would be drooling over the tools that we have now.
Right.
The control structure, where it gets even worse is when, you know, the Myers-Briggs, where they could tell what your personality is, it's scary accurate on who you are. Now it's scary accurate as to who you are, although it still wasn't totally accurate. Now they have thousands and thousands of data points where they can really get accurate. They know you better than you know yourself, and then they can feed you back ways to manipulate you. And they're doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, Google's stated objective is to change society based on their values. That's what they're saying now. They used to say they don't want to be evil. They dropped that and said, now we want to change society based on our values. Who the heck is you? Who are you? And what are your values? Right. And we're the victims of that. We've been seeing that. We've been shut down everywhere. But it's broader than just the internet.
Yes.
Once you really dig into this, right? Like you said, it's the medical field. It's not just social media and the internet, but it's also big media. It's government. It's business. There's a little clip that I have in the series that's coming up that's going to air on Bright U with Dr. Giordano. He's one of the top neuroscientists in the world. He works with DARPA and the military. And there's a clip I have of him speaking at West Point. And he talks about the size of this, of the neural, the mind control, actually doing, changing our brains or manipulating our brains directly. And he said back 40 years ago, there was 4 university programs. Now there's well over 200, not counting different institutions, not counting other countries. The funding is coming from literally everywhere, all over the government, private institutions. It's a massive field that people don't realize even exists. I even had a friend the other day. I was telling her, I never talked to her about this stuff. And I told her about how I'm doing this thing and how big this is. She goes, oh my God. She goes, my son is at, I don't want to disclose who they are, but he's in graduate school in some engineering department. And he saw the private lab, and he was telling her all about the stuff they can do for mind control, but it's top secret and you can't talk about it.
Yeah. And the corporate media pretends that none of this exists. So this is the gaslighting, which is part of the PSYOP, right? Part of fifth generation warfare. In fact, I want to ask you to speak to that and what your docuseries covers. But I know a big part of it is the gaslighting, to say that as they're killing you, they convince you they're not killing you. That, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, they say. Or as they're running PSYOPs, one of the biggest PSYOPs is to say there is no PSYOP. And then it goes through phases. So they do something horrible to America, like, let's say, open borders invasion. They deny it's happening for as long as they can. And then when it's no longer undeniable, then they say, well, it's no big deal. Yes, it's happening, but it's fine. And then a couple years later, the news story changes to say, well, everybody knew that was happening, right? So that's usually how it goes.
I know. And that's what we're watching happen with COVID. We're watching that whole thing unfold. And will they go down for crimes against humanity, which they need to? I don't know. But they're in the middle of, they've been gaslighting it forever. I just met somebody the other day that had their sixth booster. And they're complaining that the boosters didn't, or the shots didn't work. And now they have a headache all the time.
Like, well, more boosters. Take more boosters. Stop. That's the answer, obviously.
Stop taking the boosters. I couldn't believe it. But, you know, just recently they were still airing commercials in my area on this. They just are denying it, ignoring it. Part of the PSYOP is to keep acting like it's still okay.
Yeah.
And now it's so bad that they're having to address this a little bit. But the problem with, for us who are in this industry and we see it, for me, it was a slow moving train wreck as it was happening.
Yeah.
And I was like, please don't take, you know, I told my daughter, I'm not going to pay for her college if she gets a vaccine. I'm like, if she gets the shot, the COVID shot. And I told people that just don't do it there. This is what gave me the red flag when they were censoring viable treatments.
Yes.
Banning viable treatments.
Like ivermectin.
While pushing an experimental thing.
Yeah.
That should be a huge red flag for people.
Well, absolutely. But you and our audience still have the ability to think for yourselves. But most people have lost that capability. And that's part of fifth generation warfare. So let me mention
that's
a couple
right.
of things. All right. So first of all, your website is sarahwestall.com. And then the website for this event, which begins streaming June 29th. And folks, you can register for it at any time. It's at brightu.com. It's at brightu.com. And it's called Mind Control and Fifth Generation Warfare. It's free to watch every episode, but you can optionally purchase the entire course for download with bonus items. And again, you can register now at brightu.com, and it begins streaming June 29th. So mark your calendar for that. But Sarah, tell me, what is, in your view, what is fifth generation warfare?
Okay, I'm going to say this series is over 10 hours of episodes plus many bonus hours of bonus material. So you're getting a lot of material, and it's still just, there's so much more you can learn about it. It comes from all different perspectives, but let me give you a high level kind of military background or synopsis. Warfare used to be a narrow targeted agenda to take out your enemy's forces. Now the target is you, me, it's us, it's our body, it's a control us. And in some ways, I have Armin Kirshnan, Dr. Armin Kirshnan, he's a professor of intelligence, and he teaches intelligence agents and he teaches military people on fifth generation warfare. It's one of the things he teaches. And he says in a lot of ways, he says the military is obsolete right now. They're bypassing the military and going directly to us to control us and the people. And the idea is to win without firing a shot and to control our minds and what we do, what we think, and get us to do what they want so they can take over or implement whatever agenda they're trying to implement.
But
it's kind of scary. Go ahead.
I want to ask you, though, about that agenda, because as my audience knows, I've come to the conclusion that ultimately the long-term agenda of the globalists is the extermination of most of the human population. There are other probably smaller sort of waypoint agendas in order to get there, like banning all combustion engines, shutting down all farms in the name of climate change, convincing everybody to go woke and mutilate their genitalia. You know, those are like little waypoints.
Yeah.
Right? But what do you see as the long-term agenda?
Well, I think that their utopian world that they're trying to create for themselves is to have a drastically reduced population that they control, of which the people that are left are them, who are enhanced transhumanism. So they have an enhanced ability. The people who are left are put into different tiers based on what they need us for. So the lowest tier will be mentally and physically changed to just do the tasks that they want you to do. It's really dystopian. It's really awful. And they're going to use technology to get to that point.
So tasks like what? Maintaining the robot armies or, you know, what kind of tasks do they need humans to do that they won't be able to have robots doing?
Well, those kinds of things. There's always managing their businesses, managing the services, upgrading the robots. You know, the people who are in the management class will have more capabilities, will be upgraded, but their mind will be controlled so they are always happy and won't own anything.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's really what they're getting to. Everybody will be happy owning nothing because their mind will be controlled so that they'll always be happy. It's really dystopian. And the tools and the ability to do some of these things are really on the edge of really being here. And once you start looking at what the mind control abilities are, it gets pretty scary.
But back to my question, what do you think their long-term goal is? Do you think they want a planet with maybe a couple hundred million human beings remaining and everybody else is gone?
Yeah, anybody who's not useful for them, whoever, you know, how many, they claim 500 million. I don't know really what the number is. Some people say it's lower. Some people say it's higher, right? And I think it'll fluctuate based on what they deem as necessary for their technocracy and their weird psychotic agenda. And they don't see, they really want to get back to a feudal system where the people are serfs serving them, but they're going to use technocracy to do it.
And so I
don't have the exact numbers. I mean, you know what I know. You know, they claim, some people claim 500 million. Some people claim less. But the whole point is for the rest of humanity to serve them and to be incapacitated. So they won't rise up. They won't do anything. They'll just be changed to be servants for them. And so that's where it's going to. It's
wow. Wow. And plus, I mean, they need to keep enough of the human population alive so that the globalists can extract children out of that population in sufficient numbers, you know, to feed themselves without running out of children, you know?
Well, yeah, that's where it gets really crazy. Yeah, we don't talk much about that, but there are some really dark agendas you can go down. What we wanted to do with this series is to provide evidence and facts that this is going on. We look at it from a military, a psychological, a political, a historical, all these different perspectives. We look at targeted individuals, which is a big thing, because targeted individuals are the guinea pigs for this program. They experiment on them to understand how to go farther.
Okay, let's talk about what is a targeted individual in the context that you're using right now.
Well, a targeted individual is someone that they're working, you know, the voice to skull is something that's been around for a long time. And we bring that up, what that is. And the Iraq war, you see all those soldiers. There was 87,000 soldiers that surrendered in the Iraq war from a combination of the voice to skull technology, whereas it's a voice being directly put into your brain where they said, Allah wants you to surrender your control, you know, you're going to die, but Allah wants you to surrender. And then they also did other psyops with pamphlets, and it was a complete operation. And so it wasn't just high tech. It was a combination of psyops that they did on these people, and 87,000 soldiers surrendered. So they've been working on voice to skull and other kind of advanced mind control stuff for many decades. And so we talk about that. But one of the targeted individuals, Dr. Len Baer, he's a doctor and he's been targeted. He is one of the people that are in the series. He's one of the only civilians in the world that has been formally recognized of having Havana syndrome, meaning Havana syndrome. Yeah. Havana by the doctors, actually Giordano actually advocated for him and said, we should not be targeting civilians. And he was advocating for him with the Department of Defense. That's a big deal.
Now, wait, and, let me bring in some context on this just for those listening. I think our audience knows this, but maybe not. So what you're calling voice to skull technology, this is a kind of basic science. This is physics. They can beam a signal in a very narrow beam to target an individual's actual skull. And I don't know if it's several hundred meters or what the range is, but anyway, it's relatively close range. And then inside that person's skull, they hear audibly. They hear like a wave file. You know, it could be a voice, it could be music, it could be anything, whatever can be audio. They hear that inside their head, and from their perspective, it sounds like it's coming from inside their head, correct?
That's right. And if you think about it from the standpoint of light, before we had light bulbs, light and sound, they're both waves, right? And light used to be dispersed. They couldn't figure out how to control it. And then at first, it was just they knew how to light. They knew they could create it, but they didn't know how to control it. And then they controlled it and created the light bulb. And then they controlled it, narrowed it further, and created lasers.
Right.
Sound can be controlled the exact same way. And so they're directing the sound wave directly to you, into your ear.
Okay. So yeah, lasers is coherent light that stays within a tight beam. As you're explaining. So you're saying it's kind of like coherent sound, which is very interesting to me. I don't fully understand the physics of how that works, but I do know that the phenomenon is real. But I recall a few months ago, the entire topic of the Havana syndrome, there was an attempt to discredit it, to say it was all made up. It was just people who had bad food at lunch and they felt nauseous or whatever. I thought that was a pretty lame attempt. Did you see that?
You know, there was a congressional hearing on it where they did admit that this stuff was going on, but they've also been, they won't formally recognize it. You go to Wikipedia, they say the government doesn't formally recognize it, even though they did congressional hearings, even though there's a Supreme Court case saying that you can't target people.
Well, Wikipedia is edited by the CIA, the same agency that's running this program.
The evidence is so overwhelming that this exists. It doesn't...
Yeah.
So there's university programs. We just started with hundreds of university programs working on this kind of stuff.
Wow. Okay. So you're saying then that a targeted individual may be somebody who some research teams are running experiments on just unsuspecting people out in the public by beaming voices into their heads to see what happens.
And even further than that, they're doing other things. But in his case, they're doing neural monitoring too, so they can read your thoughts. Kind of, you know, Elon Musk has a video of being able to read a monkey's thoughts, and you also see human beings. They're working with paraplegics where they're moving your limbs and reading your thoughts, your eyes, and your thoughts.
Yeah, isn't that with an implant though?
It is, but they're trying to do it with frequency from a distance because it's possible. Okay, but they also, a lot of these people might have implants too that they're unaware of, and if they're tested, that they have implants too. Without their knowledge or consent. Yeah, and this is very well documented. I have a NASA scientist, he has his master's degree from Stanford, former NASA scientist that I interview in this series about this and how they have tested hundreds of people, literally babies to adults on various things. And there are implants that are being planted. The other thing with Len Bear, he talks about the neural monitoring. Like if he's going to go for a donut, I'm not sure if this is in the series or if he told me this, but we talk about it. He wants to go for a donut and they know as he's going for it and they say, don't eat that. You're going to get fat. So they're monitoring his behavior. They're monitoring his thoughts. And they're sending him messages based on what he's doing. And what we think they're trying to do is they're trying to, because there's a certain percentage of people that have natural defenses to this.
Right.
And they can't mess with all of us. And they're trying to figure out how to get around those natural defenses. So I think that's part of this targeting program is how do we get around these natural defenses? And, go ahead.
Well, but part of it's also the awareness that this is happening. So if anybody out there, if they suddenly start hearing a voice inside their head, you know, you should suspect that this is being induced externally.
That's right.
Because I would imagine before there's much awareness about this technology, a lot of people would think either, number one, they're going crazy, or maybe like a dead relative is talking to them from beyond the grave, or God or Allah is talking to them, right? And I'm thinking, isn't this almost the perfect MK Ultra type of program here? How many of the mass shooters are really just ordered to do these things with this technology?
Well, and they could also order them to not do it or to stand down. I mean, there's a lot of things they could do for these people.
Yeah. Right.
It could be positive. Like, I could argue the Iraq war, having all those soldiers surrender, was probably a good use of it, because they weren't the technology, the military technology that the United States has was much more advanced than they had. And those soldiers, a lot of them would have been slaughtered. So maybe that was a good use. I don't know. But depending on how you use it, it can get crazy. That was in the early 90s, right? That was how many years ago now? 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And so the advancement of the technology it's much more advanced. And the ability to read, there's some programs that I put in, little clips. There's patents, there's video experimentation that shows this of one guy taking over the mind of another person, where they're in a different area. And this is what is being developed for military use, where, and for, I don't know what else use, but for military, they always couch it in the standpoint of military use or something good, like taking over the hands and the ability of somebody else so they can perform surgery on soldiers in the field.
Uh-huh.
That's what they're saying. I mean, that's a great use.
Or helping people who have physical disabilities to re-engage through brain implants and things like that. They're always trying to say this is positive stuff, right?
Yeah, and you can't argue that that's not great, right? Technology itself is not evil. It's how you deal with it. And then we need to figure out ways to make sure that the implementation is pro-human, not something else.
Right.
But there's a possession experiment that I show in the series where one of the doctors talk about it. And the guy is in a different area, and his mind is moving another person's limbs.
Uh-huh.
And body. And he explains how the other guy just talks about how weird it is that suddenly your arm is moving and you didn't do anything, you know?
Wow.
And they're yes.
Well, Sarah, let me bring this in. I'd like your opinion on this. But again, the entire series, which also offers information on how to defend yourself against this. So this is a self-defense course as well. Self-defense against fifth generation warfare. That's at brightu.com. It begins streaming June 29th. You can register for it at any time, including if what you see on the homepage is for a different program. It's all the same registration for all the programs. So go to brightu.com, register now, watch it for free beginning June 29th, which I believe is a Saturday, or you can optionally purchase the entire program and download it and watch it on your own schedule with the bonus items. But, you know, if you look at the applications of this technology and who is naturally able to defend against it, think about how weak-minded the masses are anyway. It doesn't take much to nudge a gullible wokester, you know, or just some oblivious
problem.
American person who believes everything they hear on NPR anyway. And like, it's almost, you don't even have to try to mind control those people. They're willing subjects. Right.
There's a certain percentage, and we talk about this. So Richard Lighthouse, he's the NASA engineer. We talk about how there's a certain, like 35% of the population are easily manipulated. They're highly susceptible to. They were tracking where people just ran out and buy this coffee mug, and they believe that was probably an experiment because it flared up and then went down, and they couldn't find anything anywhere where an influencer or anybody was trying to sell this coffee mug, and it was not that big of a deal. And all of a sudden, all these people were buying this coffee mug. And so they think that was an experiment. I mean, they can't prove it, but they just, when they see weird mass kind of psychoses of some people buying or doing something that makes no sense, they think it might be an experiment like that. But there was about, they're estimating about 35% of the population are highly susceptible to subliminal messages to go do things. Like during COVID, they were able to track that subliminal messages were going out to a large percentage of the population.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And that's another area where the corporate media denies, oh, there's no such thing as subliminal messaging. But you've seen it. It's used. It's been used by like Pepsi on their cans, all kinds of messages of sex and things like that, all kinds of erotica symbolism in movies and advertisements and magazine ads. Some of it's pretty blatant, actually. But some people will look at it and just completely deny that it's right there in front of them. I always find that shocking.
Deer in headlights. Deer in headlights. But it's so well documented. It's so. But this is they can do it with. They can do it with low tech imagery. Social media. I have a little clip too in the series talking about how social media now is the point where it is so powerful. They have the ability to erase memories. That's actually easy, and they talk about it. Erasing memories, creating false memories is much harder. But if you put people under stress, it's almost absolute. They had 900 people in a study where they're trying to create a false memory and they put them under stress and all 900 people took on a false memory that they were trying to get them to take on.
You know, Sarah, there's a really great historical example of that. Most Americans today who are not tuned in to alternative media like you and I, they believe that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and that he was responsible for destroying the two buildings on September 11th, and that there was not a third building that was destroyed, Building 7. So think about this stunning brainwashing. First of all, Building 7 was deleted from the memories of everybody. Nobody even remembers a Building 7.
They won't admit to it,
No, and it wasn't hit by an airplane. And then Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11, even according to official U.S. government investigations. But people think Saddam Hussein ran 9/11. Where did that false memory come from? And there were no weapons of mass destruction ever found.
Yeah, they just keep, I mean, that's the psyop. They just keep planting this stuff. It is incredible. I have Robert Epstein as one of the, Dr. Robert Epstein. He's just doing phenomenal work. If you haven't had him on, you got to have him on because he's talking about how they're manipulating social media. He's a Democrat. He doesn't care. He just doesn't want tyranny. And we should all be coming together, Democrats, Republican, whatever you are. I just say I'm more libertarian leaning, but I don't even like that party. I don't like parties because they all get wrapped up in psyops. But he's been tracking how the bias and how much people are manipulated. He did a study with Twitter in Australia, and over 90% of the people were what they did. It was a peer reviewed double blind placebo study. They did all the works to make sure it was good. And then they used Australia because they didn't want to do the Democrat Republican. So people weren't triggered by it. And then they showed that over 90s are changed their vote based on biased material. And only 3%, less than 3% of the people even realized they were looking at biased material.
Okay.
So basically they're trying to get people to vote for somebody else from what they originally claimed they wanted to vote for. Uh-huh. And they were able to get 97% or 90 some percent of the people to change the way they were going to vote on something.
Well, and only that's not 3%, surprising.
But only 3% even knew they were looking at biased material.
But this is why censorship is so important for the regime, because can't let opposing views come in and influence people in any way or to even encourage somebody to ask questions. So censorship, which is now called censoring misinformation or disinformation or protecting the public from misinformation, right? That's the phrase now. It's just blatant censorship in order to feed the public a bunch of government-approved lies. Now, let me give you another example back from 9/11, and I've asked this of many people. Most people believe that a passenger aircraft hit the Pentagon on 9/11, and I've done an experiment with them just asking them, okay, what does a passenger jet, when it hits a building, what do the grounds look like? What would you see on the grounds? You would see like luggage. You would see aircraft landing gear. You would see parts of wings. You would see aircraft seats, like all torn up, of course, in a crash. You would
see
all
these
things. You would see a crashed airliner, right? And I asked them, do you remember seeing a crashed airliner in front of the Pentagon or on the Pentagon lawn? And they would say, yeah, I totally remember that. I say, okay, great. I want you to go online to every mainstream source, New York Times, Washington Post, Google. I want you to find one photo from the 9/11 event of the crashed airliner on the lawn of the Pentagon. And they do that, and they can't find one photo, not one, because they don't exist.
Yeah, and the people, wouldn't there be people, you know, flown all over, just spewed everywhere?
Yeah, I mean, there'd be bodies, exactly. Nothing.
There's nothing.
But think about the PSYOP that was carried out on Americans about 9/11. People, I call it a positive hallucination. People hallucinate details into their memories of a crashed jet that did not exist.
Because, I know. I remember talking to people about that, and they just deer in the headlights. They would
totally.
Not. It's so bizarre, but I'm seeing that with other things too. I you know, the Gaza situation, the October 7th attack is clearly a false flag. It makes no sense for them to stand down for 6 hours. They fund both sides, all this stuff, and people still can't see it for what it is.
Oh, no, exactly. Don't get me started on that situation, because that's a massive PSYOP as well. But there are so many examples now today, even with vaccines, right? So this whole thing of masks, lockdowns, isolation, plexiglass at the banks and the pharmacies, this was all a socially reinforced mass delusion, a psychosis over an invisible imagined threat that never existed. It's astonishing.
That's right. And you see, when people were delivering babies and they make them sit on a plastic, oh, it was so sad. It was so incredible.
Yeah, people were hugging their grandmothers through like a plastic sheet. It's like, what? You lost your mind.
I was one of the only one, I think, in my entire city not wearing a mask. And I was verbally harassed on many occasions during the COVID thing. I'm like, I am not wearing a freaking mask. This is a PSYOP. I was so pissed.
Yeah.
And I was one of the only, I mean, there was probably about five occasions where I was verbally harassed. Some people almost violent against me because I wasn't wearing a mask.
But what does this tell you, Sarah, and why this matters? This course is very important for people to watch, this docuseries, is because we live in a world surrounded by people who can be instantly manipulated into a dangerous mob of lunatics. That's true.
It really is. But, you know, I have another clip where I show the Solomon ash. This is an old experiment from the 50s. And it gets exactly to the point of why censorship is why they're doing the censorship, why people can be manipulated to follow the group. This Solomon ash experiment, it shows. It's a simple one where they have all of them are actors except one, and they show lines, and they just say, which line is the same length as this one? And they show four other ones. One is the same length and the other ones aren't. And the actors are supposed to say the wrong line. And then the real guy is like, wait a minute, that's not right. And so the first time he says it right. And then the second time he's intimidated and says the wrong one, like all the other, the actors were saying, even though he knows it was, And so the group think is so powerful. And, you know, this has been duplicated on many times. But what they did then is they put back in an actor who would say the right one. And so once that they would say the wrong, there was like three people that said the wrong one again, but one guy said the right one. And just that one person gave the person confidence to say the right one again.
Right. I'm familiar with that experiment. I'm glad you brought it up. But one dissenting voice allows other people to question more clearly.
That's right. It gives them the confidence. That's why it's so important that people like you are out here, because you're giving people the confidence to think clearly and to critically analyze what's going on and not to be afraid of what it is that they're seeing with their own eyes. Yeah, you're not delusional. Building 7 really fell down and there was no airplane. And so they must have taken it down with explosives and it must have been pre-ready to be taken down.
Planned the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, it's astonishing. There's so many areas where people are socially inclined to go along with all kinds of delusions. I was seeing a story this morning of, I think, three young boys who are being charged with felony crimes because they rode little scooters over the LGBT flag painted on the road. And since they rode their scooters on it and it left some tire tread marks, it's a felony defacing of the woke religion of the state. And think about how many people are going along with this, where it's okay to deface the streets of our cities with giant woke symbols, where no other such symbols would be allowed. If you painted Christian crosses all over the streets, you'd be arrested, right?
That's right.
Or any other group symbols, you know. But if you paint LGBT rainbows everywhere, then suddenly no one can drive on them because driving on them is a felony. These are roads, you freaking woke morons. This is common public transportation. Paint your stupid symbols on your butt cracks or your walls in your rooms, not out in public. We're going to drive over your symbols. But you see what I'm saying? How insane it is.
Let me talk about something that's in the news right now, Hunter Biden. Okay. Because I've had Geert Ziegler on. I have the book showing all the things that the Biden family have done. Real treasonous events, you know, bribing officials, the things they were doing in Ukraine, real crimes. And now what they're the two crimes that they're going after him for is buying a gun when he was on drugs.
Right.
And which I don't even know, you know, I have a hard time. Somebody, if you have a felony or you're doing something you can't ever buy, what happens to a person that was dealing drugs, got out of it, and needs to protect their family?
Or frankly, just people using medical marijuana. I mean, there's no reason why that person shouldn't be able to purchase a firearm for self-defense.
That's my point. And then the other thing they're going after him for is tax evasion. And so it's like their cases are psyops in and of themselves. They're not going after the legit things. They're going after things that can really make you feel sorry for him because he was addicted to drugs. And then the other one is tax evasion. How many people are going to feel bad about that?
No, I was thinking the same thing today. It's a total psyop. The, you know, Hunter Biden being found guilty for a crime that's really, especially the, you know, using drugs and purchasing a firearm, most Americans think that, that shouldn't be a crime anyway. There would have to be some other crime, like an actual felony violent crime conviction, and then you wouldn't be allowed to buy firearms, let's say, but not simply using marijuana.
It's awful. The number of crimes that they actually did, I have the book that Ziegler gave and sent to all of Congress, to all the district attorneys. They have a lot of crimes listed out they could go after some serious things. And then they pick these two things.
Right. No, they're trying to justify the Trump conviction by convicting Hunter Biden. And then Joe on cue, you know, between pooping his pants, he says, I will accept the conviction of my son, just to try to pretend like they're upholding the rule of law. But the truth is, they convicted Trump over a total non-crime, a made-up non-crime, and they ignored the real crimes of the Biden crime family, as you just explained. So it's all a psyop.
Right. And I don't have a problem with them going after Trump if you weren't making crap up and you weren't go after the real meat. If there's meat there, go after it. But you're not. You're just doing trivial things.
Yeah, well, imagine if Trump had done a deal with Burisma in Ukraine and was getting paid millions of dollars a year in kickbacks in order to influence the prosecution in Ukraine to back off of a certain case. I mean, that's a real crime. Well, the Biden family did that.
Well, I had a Burisma whistleblower ready to talk. She was a high level financial executive at Burisma. We didn't know if she was, I knew she was female, but we didn't say publicly whether she was male or female. And I was working with John Mark Dugan, who has asylum in Russia. And they needed money. And so they told GoFundMe they wouldn't give her the money unless she told them who she was, because that was their policy. We won't tell people who you are, or we won't give you the money until you tell us who you are. As soon as they told her who she was, within 24 hours, they sodomized her, beat the crap out of her, took all her stuff and left her for dead. He went into Ukraine with the mercenary group, got her out of there, and she was in the Russian hospital for at least a week, just recovering. She won't talk now. That kind of stuff. Yeah. I mean, that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we live under a regime of professional criminals. and they're running PsyOps constantly. But talk about some of the solutions in your course. Again, the docuseries is called Mind Control and Fifth Generation Warfare. It's on brightu.com coming up, and it's free to watch. All you have to do is register there, and you can watch it. But how do people protect themselves from some of this?
Well, that's the important thing, is going, thinking, first of all, awareness is really important. Once you're aware, your self-defenses are higher, right? You become more acute to what is going on. The other thing is that you really need to up your nutritional level, which you do such a fantastic job on, is helping people understand what they need from a nutritional standpoint. And then also get detox, get this crap out of your body. The Nazis did an experiment where they showed that the ability to manipulate people's minds and control people is much easier when you're nutritionally deficient, or they used aluminum at the time, because aluminum messes with your neural abilities. Yep. And if you look at our nutrition, and you have Marjorie Wildcraft on quite a bit, the nutrition today is significantly lower. A carrot, when we were kids, had 11 times the nutrients that a carrot does now. And so we're nutrient deficient. So you really need to get your nutrients up. The other thing is get these heavy metals and things out of your body, which is being dumped on us. It's in the soils, and we talk about that. Those are important. First, do that, because otherwise you can be controlled. And then we talk about EMF mitigation, which we have, if people choose to buy the larger package, we have EMF mitigation devices that absorbs and changes the energy so that it works more with your body. Because EMFs don't have to be bad. There is frequencies that harmonize more with your body. So there are some methods you can do to harmonize it. And so these EMF frequencies help do that. We also have a service that'll help harmonize the frequencies as well. That's a free trial. Any package you buy, you can get a free trial that has value up to $50. That just comes with the series. And so we also talk about talking about it with others, making sure other people are aware. And then we have to get leaders in the society to step out, not just leaders, scientists, engineers, people, whistleblowers, people within, you know, Jerry O'Donnell, help us out here, realize what it is that is going on and help us come up with solutions. We need to stop it at the source. We need lawyers. We need politicians. We need people. General awareness of the public needs to increase so that we can stop this at the source. We don't want to stop all advancement of technology. And we like it that the paraplegics are able to do, you know, have advancements. We like it that you can do implants so you can see again. I mean, there's some things, but we cannot allow this mind control and this manipulation to continue. And we need people to step out of the shadows and to help. And they should not be targeting civilians. So we need that kind of awareness to come out so that this program stops. This transhumanist dystopian agenda that they're on needs to stop. But this is an area that people are completely unaware of. People are realizing about the CBDCs. They're realizing about COVID, but they have no idea. This is the Trojan horse. This is allowing all those other operations to occur. If we don't get to this,
Sarah,
go ahead.
Well, no, I just wanted your take on 5G. I mean, your background is in telecom. And so clearly 5G is a telecommunications infrastructure, high bandwidth because of the short wavelength. It can carry a lot of data packets per second, obviously. But is it also a weapon system in your view, or is there some danger from 5G?
Well, 5G itself can be a weapon system, sure, because you can use the satellites, can be your phones, any way that they can do EMF signals. 5G, which is deployed everywhere. Basically, I have a chart that was leaked from the intelligence organization showing that they can manipulate any part of your body with frequency. They can get your heart. They can cause a heart attack. They can cause you to sweat. They can write over memories. They can read your memories. There's so many things they can do with frequency. So 5G being everywhere, all over, they could use that if they chose to do this. They can create pretty much any illness, although there are a certain percentage of people that are immune to it and in natural defenses. They're trying to get around that. And so what are the nanobots? We talk about that. You know, nanobots are probably a method of a higher efficiency, getting around those natural defenses, more easily manipulated, direct control, even though I'm not even sure if they need them to do what they're doing.
Well, that was my next question, is do you cover any of the claims of the exotic nanotechnology in some of the jabs, sort of self-assembling nanocircuits that respond to external electromagnetic signals or broadcasts. Is that something you look at closely?
Well, we look at two. We have two different shows where we talk about it. We don't dive into it in extraordinary detail, but it doesn't matter because, I mean, these chips have been implanted in people, as far as I know, since the 90s in the indigenous communities. They were implanting chips, making them do their banking, the medical records, everything with these chips. We do talk about chips as far as Jose Delgado, which was back experiments in the 60s where he controlled a bull. He shut down a bull with just a chip in his brain. So these chips have been in use for quite some time. And we do talk about how targeted individuals have chips implanted. This is another higher advance where they're putting chips with self-assembling nanoparticles. And so it's scary because they can put it into all of us this way. But the point is they've been working on this for a long time. And this technology, I'm not sure if it's entirely necessary to have a chip to mind control and to do a lot of what they're doing. There's another thing where we have Richard Lighthouse talking about how everybody is being tracked at the back of their skull with scalar waves. And because we all have our own individual resonant frequency. I have my own opinions on where that one is coming from. I'm not quite sure because it's so advanced. It's more advanced than all the other technology. They've tracked babies. They've tracked adults. They've tracked elderly. They've tracked all groups, and everybody has. And I asked him, how are you tracking this? And he explains in detail how they are tracking these signals. And I half think it's something else than, because it's so much more advanced than what these other this other frequency stuff is. Because once you start talking about scalar technology, that's instantaneous network communication across the universe. I mean, it's almost like what God uses, you know. I mean, I get scary with that. I don't see evidence of that level of technology yet on a widespread basis, which is really good, because once you start talking about that, we're at a whole nother level. And I start wondering if that's kind of something bigger than just their program. But regardless, we are all being tracked that way.
Well, we ought to have you back to talk about the rise of artificial general intelligence and the fact that even human-constructed AI systems will soon surpass the aggregate human intelligence on the entire planet, if not already. And then on top of that, what happens when you combine these self-aware AI systems with quantum computing? So then you have a multi-dimensional alien AI superintelligence. And there was a very famous AI scientist, although I forgot his name because it's a Russian name, I believe, who predicted 99.9% chance that AI destroys humanity within the next, I think he said 50 or 100 years. And I think it could be faster than that, frankly. Because I'm working on an AI project and I see what it's capable of, even at a relatively small scale. And I don't have billions of dollars to put into it. But a lot of these companies do. Real quickly, before we wrap this up, what do you think is the dangers associated with AI?
Well, I think AI, I think we have the ability to do some pretty dangerous stuff without it being really AI, with it just being advanced data structures and data mining and language models. And being able to, before we actually even create new ideas and new things, that in and of itself is really dangerous. But the problem is, let me give you an example with like medicine. As soon as you start having AI determine everything with medicine, no longer can you opt out of anything. Doctors, they can automate doctors out of their jobs. And
right.
Suddenly now you
that's
have.
That's going to happen. That's
going to happen. And medicine is now automated by AI, and you're stuck with the crap that these globalists, a-holes, develop into medicine, and you can't even opt out. That's scary. You're stuck with the system and the crap that they build into it.
Yeah.
And you can't opt out.
Well, right. And by the way, yeah, doctors will be obsolete. Most of the mainstream medical doctors will be obsolete because an AI system can do a diagnosis much faster and more accurately. And you don't have to give pharma kickbacks to the AI system. As the doctors
automate,
want.
Yeah, and a lot of, I mean, it could be better if it's automated in a nice, in a good way. But the problem is they're going to implement crappy things into the system. Is, you know, they are.
Yeah, no, it's going to be built to promote Big Pharma's profits. Now, I mean, we're building an AI system that understands nutrition and you know, phytocognosy and how to prevent diseases with foods and herbs. But I think we're the only ones in the world doing that.
Well, nobody else gives a crap. Where, yeah. I saw you doing that, and that's where AI is beautiful. You can find solutions all over the world to, let's say, I got this problem, I don't know what to do. And next thing you know, you have 50 different options, and you can start analyzing what ones are the best, and it can find out the best solutions in the world to a problem. It's amazing.
Yep.
We could flourish. Humanity could absolutely flourish with this technology.
No, I'm using our own AI engine on a practical level several times a week right now with questions that family members or friends or questions about plants. I'm growing plants and they start to show a problem. I ask the AI system because I've fed it all these books on botany and gardening and it gives me the answers. It's better than Google. Anyway, we got to wrap this up. So the summit is called, again, the Mind Control and Fifth Generation Warfare Summit. It's available beginning June 29th for free to watch one episode per day at brightyou.com. Register there. You can watch it for free. You can optionally download and purchase the entire course along with bonus items. If you choose to do so, then that helps support financially this platform as well as Sarah Westall's efforts as well. And if you want to follow Sarah Westall, her website is sarahwestall.com here. So thank you, Sarah, for joining me today. This has been a fascinating discussion, but we've only scratched the surface. We got to do it again.
We do. This is fascinating, and it's so important. It's why they're able to do all the stuff they're doing.
Absolutely. And I love the fact that you have a tech background because, you know, you have this real grasp of technology and how it's been applied and how it's been weaponized. So come back again. We'll talk again about where things are headed with nanotech and AI. How about that?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you for joining me today, Sarah. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. And thank you for watching. Mike Adams here at Brighteon.com. Of course, you are free to repost this interview on other channels and websites. In the meantime, if you do hear any voices in your head, first, you should suspect that someone's manipulating you. Don't think you're going crazy or that God is telling you to do something right at first. Question it, right? Have your wits about you in this world because reality is being manipulated around you and sometimes in your own cognition. So thank you for watching today. Mike Adams here at Brighteon.com. Take care. Back in stock at the Health Ranger store, we now have the Elderberry Echinacea Tincture Combo, which is outstanding for the immune system. That's in the middle there. Back in stock. We've also got quercetin available, which is a very popular item as everybody's learning about the supportive benefits of quercetin. We have broccoli sprout powder in capsules now back in stock. We also have a little bit of the actual powder as it's shown there in that canister. All these available at healthrangerstore.com. Go to the website, find out what we have there. We've got a lot of new products, a lot of products back in stock. And then also we have the pea protein back in stock. Now for those who like plant-based proteins, pea protein, it's very smooth. The texture here is very smooth. It's also one of the cleanest, well, I think the cleanest plant-based protein you can get in terms of lab test results. Whereas rice protein sometimes, depending on the source, can have, you know, arsenic in it. We've seen that in rice protein, some lead, some cadmium. But pea protein is very, very clean. Some people prefer a whey protein taste, but if you're used to doing vegan proteins, then pea protein is more in your like wheelhouse of what it's supposed to taste like. And that's a really great, clean, smooth product right there. That's back in stock at our store. But check out our hundreds of other products at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that every purchase helps us with our big lawsuit that we filed. We're suing Google, Meta, we're suing Twitter or X, we're suing the Department of Defense. We're also suing Homeland Security, NewsGuard, and various NGOs for censorship collusion. In our lawsuit, we're exposing the censorship industrial complex, and we're working to dismantle it, to compel the court to actually dismantle this censorship complex so that the free speech rights of the American people can be restored as is supposed to be guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights under the United States Constitution. But we have to fight for it, and we need your support in order to carry out and fund that fight. So shop at healthrangerstore.com and help us take this fight to the censors to dismantle the censorship industrial complex while at the same time enhancing your health and nutrition with laboratory-tested, certified, organic, ultra-clean products that we offer. Again, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.